Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
So Jen brought this to our attention like a week ago, man. Nail salons started to freak her out a little bit.
Well, nail salons have always freaked people out. And you guys remember when Paula Abdul had that thing where she almost like lost her thumb because of an infection? And that was an infection that she got at a nail salon that was not using, you know, hygienic tools to do the manicures and pedicures. And so I think it's on women's minds a lot, especially if you're somebody like me who has to have the mani and pedi done.
Hey, Adam. For the most part, are they safe? Are they clean? Or do you really got to know where you're heading?
Well, I mean, it's just like anything. And we talk about restaurants on this show. Some are, some aren't. And really, I think the best advice is to be your own officer or your own patrol when you walk into these places, because there are 9 board members on the State Board of Cosmetology, all right? And they're all appointed by the governor. There are not that many inspectors out there. And the state tries to go and inspect these places on a regular basis, which, if you're lucky, is once a year. So you've got to be your own advocate when you walk into these places and be looking. And if you see something, of course, you got to go to the State Board of Cosmetology and let them know so that they can send somebody out to check it out. But
there's no rating system like there is in restaurants.
There's not a number score or a letter grade score. No. I mean, they go in, they do an inspection, and that inspection is posted right when you walk in. It should be on the wall in, you know, plain view when you walk in a salon. And you can look at it. And you know, it's got a list of 28 things they're looking for. Everything from cleaning the supplies to making sure that everybody is licensed. And, you know, they go down this list, and if you're in violation, then you get fined. And, you know, I found a couple of places this week, and I pulled some of the most recent inspections. And one of them in particular was fined over $2,000 because they had several different infractions when the inspector actually walked in. So, you know, you should look for the inspection when you walk in. You're not going to see a letter grade or a numerical score.
What are the infractions that they could get busted for?
Just looking at some of the infractions that are on the list. Like I said, they want to make sure that the place is currently licensed. They want to make sure that the people working there are properly licensed. And there's a pretty lengthy process. They have to take exams and things like that in order to get the right license. And that's one of the infractions I see come up often when I look at these inspections at nail salons, are people that are working there without a license. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a license and, you know, you're getting a mani-pedi or whatever, that's kind of a concern as far as I see it, just because these people should know exactly what to do, especially when it comes to sanitizing the utensils and stuff like that. And if they're not licensed, they may not know what to do to actually make sure that everything is safe.
When it comes to waxing.
Yes.
Because a lot of these places do waxing treatments and you don't want anybody
I've had that done before.
Doing your brows. They can come in close to your eye with hot wax that's not licensed, right?
Right.
So what are you supposed to do? Have ask each individual, say, let me see your license?
No, they should all have a license also posted on the wall when you walk in.
What is that license look like?
So you can ask their name.
Like, they each have them on their desks.
Yeah, or on the wall or whatever, right, when you go in. So you'll see the inspection, and then you should see a license not only for the establishment but for each individual that is there. Each technician should have one, and it's either on the wall, like I said, or like Jen said, on their little desk wherever they're doing.
And it kind of looks like a driver's license, but a little bit longer, like the size of a check, and their picture is on it.
Okay.
So you can tell if they're the one whose license is actually sitting
there.
Yeah, as
long as you're in one where all the employees don't look the same. Good to go.
Here's another thing that I would suggest, too.
What?
Did I miss something?
Do you want to
I wasn't
stop
paying
there
attention.
And explain that?
Well, I'm just saying, usually you go into the nail salons, I think the one Jen goes through, and you have a whole staff of all people from the same country, and they all have long black hair, and they're all skinny, and...
And they all look the same if they're not from our country. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, Hannity. Gotcha.
Really? You are really winning friends today. Wow.
Don't make me
You are
up
mad today. About being old.
Is Jeff?
Today's Jeff wants hate mail
I'm
day.
I'm mad about Jen for bringing it up. I'm fine with being old as long as none of us acknowledge it.
Wow. Sorry, Adam. Hey,
no.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I got a great suggestion, though. You can actually go online and look up the Secretary of State's website. So just Google that, Secretary of State's office in Georgia. And if you look around, you can actually look up the salon that you go to see if they have an active license. You can also find out the most recent actions taken by the Board of Cosmetology. So there's a lot of good information on their website if you just want to check the background of the place that you go to.
I'll be doing that.
Would you do that, Jen? Right, let's say you sit down, right? You go to your mani-pedi place, right?
Yeah.
You sit down at a station or whatever, and the woman that's just about to work on you doesn't have a license. Would you have the guts to get up and go to somebody else?
That would be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. In that moment, it would be uncomfortable. But I think at my place, I know the owners. So I think I would just pull the owners aside and talk to them about it and have them
after you
switch the person.
Before or after you got it done?
Before.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never...
But I wouldn't tell them directly. I'm not good at confrontation like that.
Your roach experience, Jen, I've never heard of that.
Whoa!
I've heard of that in restaurants.
Disgusting.
But I've
perhaps
not heard of that.
Perhaps the roach was trained to sterilize the utensils.
Possibly.
They had a license.
They needed
license.
Some additional help, right?
Disgusting. Roaches are just nasty.
Yeah, they're very nasty. So let me tell you about a couple of these that I pulled real quick. Like, for example, there was, there were several violations at a place that is in Snellville. It's called City Nails and Spa, and they are on Scenic Highway, and they actually were fined over $2,000. They had folks that were working there that were not properly licensed. Actually, two of the six people working in that salon did not have a license. They were fined $500 for not properly cleaning the utensils and disfecting them. I looked up and did a little research.
That'll give you an infection.
Yeah, and I did some research on that to find out, you know, what do they have to do to make sure everything's properly disinfected? The deal is this. They can do it several ways. But they can take the utensils and soak them in like a hospital-grade disinfectant, but they got to do it for at least 10 minutes. And they can also use the autoclave, which looks like the little toaster that we talked about. And then they're supposed to, after every single person, properly clean out the little bowl where you put your feet. And they've got to thoroughly clean it. And between each customer, the techs that are working there must wash their hands. I don't see a lot of that happening, you know, when I go and even question these places or send somebody in undercover to investigate. I don't know about you, Jen, or, you know, Melissa or Wendy. When you guys go in there, I don't know what you see, but they should be doing this. It should be cleaned, you know, and you should be getting a really nice set of utensils.
I've never paid attention to that part.
I'll tell you this. We did an investigation a couple of months ago. We went undercover to a place near Sydney Marcus called Nail First. Interestingly enough, our undercover camera caught a woman. She worked there. She took out of the little bucket of utensils a couple of some of the utensils or whatever and started filing her toes, cleaning her toenails.
Oh, no.
And after she was done, she just dropped it right back in the bucket. Did not actually go and clean the stuff. We caught that on camera. It just goes to show.
And she was doing her own feet?
She was doing her own feet.
Nasty.
Yes, she didn't have a customer, so she, you know, grabbed the stuff.
It's called practice.
Out of the bucket.
It's called practice.
Practicing on herself.
Honing her skills. What?
Yes, yes. And a couple of other places I was going to tell you about, too. In fact, this place is called the Nifty Nails, and it's on Cumming Highway in Beaufort.
Did they spell nifty correctly, or is it with like two E's at the end?
No, we got it correctly.
Okay.
And
the F was backwards.
The F was backwards. Well, they had three different people working there that were not properly licensed, and the Board of Cosmetology issued cease and desist orders on those three individuals. So three of the techs that were working there not properly licensed. We found this also at a couple of other salons, like Azar Salon in Atlanta on North Fulton Drive. They had a nail tech working unlicensed at their salon as well. And then I found another one at Anna Nails, which is in Fayetteville on Glen Street, a nail tech working without a proper license. So it seems to happen.
Julie here wants to defend the unlicensed mani-pedi
technician.
Cool. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I just think it's not really realistic to get everyone in the license. Some of them cannot actually go to an American whatever and get licensed. I think it just takes talent. Maybe they can have a class where they get taught how to clean or whatever, but to get all of them licensed, honestly, you're not going to get that.
I'm not sure what your point is. They can't get licensed for what reason?
Not all of them. Not every specific person can get licensed in a nail shop.
Why?
Because I think it takes talent. There's a reason why there's not a lot of American nail salons.
So
you know, we do need to be a little bit realistic with these, with the people, you know, that are more talented in this area. But not mandatory that everyone in there, you know, get licensed because they're not gonna meet that requirement.
Why? Is it because they can't speak like the language or understand what the exam says?
Not all of them, but some of them actually cannot speak the language, yes.
Well, then if you can't pass the test, then you can't be licensed. That's the law. Then you can't work.
Okay, well, they keep working. I mean, even if we don't want them to work, they keep working. Somebody's going to hire them. If I have a salon, I'll hire them because they have the, you know, ability to do it. But the thing is, they can have classes.
She's censoring
where
herself.
They get taught.
That's where she wanted to curse. That's where she wanted to curse.
She was cussing. Yeah. She was kind enough to censor herself.
I'm confused by her remarks. Kind
of I think what she's saying is it's not realistic because a lot of people that work in the salons don't speak English, so they can't pay the test. So they can't pass the tests. Well,
yeah, if you're,
too bad.
You know, everybody's in the same game.
That's your law or whatever.
Yeah, everybody's playing the same game. So, you know, it's not fair if some people are exempt and others aren't. I mean, if you're doing this as a career and you are actually dealing with other people and their health and not, you know, you don't want them to get infections, and you need to be able to pass the exam and play by the rules as I see it.
And a lot of women get those acrylic nails. You've seen those, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and they are like working on your hand with like a drill bit.
It's a sharp tool, man. I mean, they're cutting you open.
It's like it almost could burn your skin if it touches your skin.
Yeah, if they don't do it correctly, it could really, really hurt you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Adam, as we wrap it up, what else do we need to know?
Okay, well, coming up actually Monday, November 23rd, I've got another investigation I'm working on actually on CBS Atlanta News about this. And interestingly enough, I got to tell you this, I talked to a local podiatrist who told me that he had to amputate a woman's toe because of a nail infection here in the metro Atlanta area. And the thing is, he's looking for her chart to try to find this lady. I would love to talk to this lady. If anybody knows of someone like this that's had something as severe as a toe being amputated, it's really not a laughing matter, or another serious infection, you have got to contact me. Please let me know because we want to hear your story. We want to investigate some of these salons. So it's pretty simple. You email me. You can do that. adam.murphy@cbsatlanta.com. Or even easier, just hit me up on Facebook. I'm now on Twitter. And the Twitter name is @AdamGetsAction.
Why don't we put all that information up on our website?
Sounds good.
Q100Atlanta.com. Hey, Blaze, we've got about 15 seconds here. What do you got?
No, I just got a problem with the lady that just called in about saying that it just takes talent.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's like saying that a heart surgeon, you just have to have talent to be a heart surgeon. That you don't, you know, it's okay. You don't need a degree or anything.
Right. Shouldn't make any sense there.
That's insane.
You don't have to convince us.
Right. We're on your side on that one.
This is The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.